second of time. When the world feels heavy, let your soul climb. Breathe in a quiet, a whispering chime. Hey. Hold on to patience is the key to the door.
Listen, I'm so gassed, yeah. Oh, let me let it finish. Hey, listen, I'm so happy, yeah, about that new intro. Like, I'm so gassed. I was like, look, I need to come up with a new something. Something needs to be new. Something needs to change. But yeah, listen, I've been away for a while. I'm always taking like long breaks, innit? Because something's happening. Something happens in life, innit? And then, yeah, I just get distracted and overstimulated and all of that stuff. But anyway, thank you very much, everybody, for coming in and joining the Move In and Move On podcast. I am your host, RJ, and I hope everyone's having a blessed weekend or best week. And I appreciate you for listening. Do you know what I'm saying? So thank you very much once again. Today's topic, I've got a list of topics, actually, that I can pick from, but I'm not too sure which one I'm gonna pick. I've got communication, self-esteem, I've got maintaining intimacy in a relationship. You know, this is the podcast about relationships and mental health and all of the above, you know, and progression in life and things like that. I've also got love languages and resolving conflicts, also attachment styles. I've got soulmates. I know a lot of ladies want to know about the soulmates and the perspective on that. I know they do. But I don't know what to pick. Do you know what? Let me close my eyes here. Whatever it lands on, I'm going to pick. Obviously, you can't see me, but trust me, I'm really doing it. Trust me. All right, cool. Listen, this is the one that I least wanted to talk about, yeah. This one is self-esteem, yeah. Let's get into this one. I don't even know where to start, really, and truly, truly, and really, but let me just... I can hear my voice as I'm talking, so I need to take it off because I hate my voice, innit? And I've got a hater out there saying, yeah, me too, shut up. All right, cool. Self-esteem. I don't even know where to begin with this, but do you know what? Let me just go off and, you know, if you connect, you connect. If you don't, you don't. But anyway, let me be honest. I've got bullet points here and I'm just reading it off kind of like, do I start with that one? Do I start with that one? Do I go with that one? Let me just talk about self-esteem, period, okay? What is self-esteem? This is not Google definition. This is my definition. This is RJ's definition, right? Firstly, so self-esteem is the smoke you blow up your own trumpet. No, I'm joking. Okay, so self-esteem, okay? It's the thoughts that you tell yourself to make yourself feel better about yourself or to keep you afloat in who you are, okay? That's just my definition. Remember, that's my definition. Okay, cool. So if you decide that you want to fill yourself up with negative thoughts, that's your self-esteem, basically. That makes sense? Whatever you fill yourself up with is going to affect how you view yourself. Most people, like, for example, I'll be honest, like, back in the day, I'm changing, right? But I used to go to loads of clubs. Like, every single Saturday I was in a club every single Saturday, and that's something that would affect my self-esteem and how I'd view myself. So eventually, when I'd stop clubbing, I'd have like a... I'm being vulnerable with you lot right now. Appreciate me for 5 seconds. Like, I've been so vulnerable. But I feel like a lot of people feel like this, but I was going to the club every single weekend. And every single Sunday, I would wake up thinking like, wow, I've just wasted my life. Now, obviously, I'd done something maybe I went to the club just to kind of relax and detox from having to go work all week or whatever, blah, blah, blah. But those negative thoughts that it left me with And throughout the week, I'd think, wow, like, what a waste of life, what a waste of a human I am, kind of thing. Not as deep as that, but yeah. And those negative thoughts is the steam that I was filling myself up with. Is the steam. That's the steam. Steam that I'm filling myself up with. So I'm constantly... I don't know if you can hear that. My dog is distracting the hell out of me. I'm so sorry. If you can't hear that, that's sick. But I don't know if you can or can't. But my dog is doing some stuff out there. Ignore him. Sorry. Just hit the wire. But anyway, so all those negative thoughts that you're filling yourself up with and telling yourself constantly, or positive thoughts that you're telling yourself, it determines how you're going to view yourself. But the self-esteem is the momentum or the mindset and the stuff that you tell yourself. So for example, if I decide to tell myself positive things, such as, like, let's say I'm going to the gym, I'm looking in the mirror, I might not like what I see, but I'm going to tell myself positive stuff to keep me going. Whether I believe it or not is irrelevant, but I tell myself those positive thoughts to design my brain into having a positive outview or outlook on myself. Because if I start telling myself negative things or constantly tell myself negative things, then of course I'm not going to like what I see or who I'm becoming. Cool. Hold on, listen. I forgot to set the timer of how long I'm doing this for. Let me give myself another 20 minutes or so. 20 minutes. Let's say 25 minutes. I don't think it's been 5 minutes. Maybe it has. Cool. So that's the first thing with self-esteem, okay? It's the stuff that you tell yourself or the views that you have about yourself, okay? That's point number one. Let's talk about how self-esteem affects relationships, okay? Cool. If you're in a relationship with whoever you're in a relationship with, cool. And you have low self-esteem, okay? You're going to depend on your partner for your security, for you to feel good about yourself constantly, okay? Now, your partner might like that in the beginning because a lot of people like to be the one to be relied on because then they feel like they're valuable of being loved and they feel needed. And then that gives them like a power, like an upper hand on the partner that they're seeing. So they'll be like, hey, do I look pretty today? Like, you know, person A would be like, do I look pretty today? Girl would say that's a guy, whatever, cool. Guy would be like, yeah, you do look really good, babe, blah, 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 blah. You look beautiful, you look gorgeous. And then you're more susceptible as a female in this circumstance. It can happen to men too. But for the argument here, you're more susceptible to being love bombed, okay? When you're being love bombed, you can end up being gaslit into thinking that this is the best thing ever because you don't believe within yourself or the stuff that you tell yourself that you're worthy of being loved because you decide, okay, cool, I have a negative outlook of myself. I don't know how to feed myself positivity, so I'm going to outsource it from my partner. Now, that's one thing in the dating stage, you can get gaslit or love bombed. That's number one. Number two is, let's say you're further along in the relationship now. Let's say it does last. Let's say it gets past all those stages or whatever. Cool. 2 years down the line, cool, you still have a low sense of self or self-esteem. Your partner is inevitably, whether he or she realizes it now or later, is going to feel the weight on the relationship, on their back, because they have to make you feel better all the time. They're going to constantly have to pick your side of the relationship up all the time. Okay? And I know what you're thinking. Well, what, can't my partner tell me I look good regularly? Okay, cool. They can. And I'm not saying they shouldn't, but don't depend on that for your positive outlook on yourself. It's not good because when they disappear, you're going to like, oh, okay, let me word this correctly. Hypothetically speaking, worst case scenario, if they decide to leave you, you're going to forget who you are within the relationship, like within the relationship with yourself. You're going to forget your identity because your identity becomes who your partner tells you you are, who your partner reassures you you are. You want to be you without them, with them. Let me say that again. You want to be you with them, without them. What does that mean? This is another part of the self-esteem. You want to be your own self and still be somebody to somebody. But you don't want to be who they want you to be because they want you to be that thing. You want to be that thing because you want to be that thing. It creates an organic relationship. It creates a healthy, positive bond between you and your partner because you are yourself, because you choose to be yourself, and your partner accepts who you are because you chose to be that thing, and that's what happens to be what they're attracted to. Hopefully that person is healthy. I know that was a lot to swallow. Sorry. Let's break it down a little bit more. If you are a person who likes playing tennis and your partner praises you for like how well you're doing at tennis, for example, and you only play tennis because your partner is gassing you up within the playing tennis, then you're not being your authentic self. You're not being your best self. You're being who your part, who you think your partner wants you to be because they're praising you off of your efforts of being that. You don't want your self-esteem to purely come from them. You want to play tennis because you want to play tennis and it makes you feel good about playing tennis. And you make yourself feel good about playing tennis. You compliment yourself on how good you are. You don't need to wait for a crowd or an audience to praise you on the thing that you love doing or the person you're becoming. If you're becoming a for example, do you know what as well with self-esteem? Let me just take a break off of that part. The thing about self-esteem is when you're a child as well and you've never ever had somebody to teach you how to love yourself. And when I mean teach you how to love yourself, I'm talking about in the sense of tell you to tell yourself how good looking you are or how amazing you are. And then point out the actual characteristics. For example, you're such a patient person. You're such a kind person. You're such a loving person. To help highlight those qualities and then for you to say, you know what, actually I am. We never really get that as a child. Like, it's very rare that you see that. But when you do that, you teach your children that, or you have someone in your life that teaches you that, it makes you become more of a secure person. But a lot of people don't have that type of positive influence or role model to show them how to see themselves or teach them how to see themselves, you know? And I think it's like, for me, I didn't have my dad in my life. So for me, he never taught me how to see myself. I kind of had to learn how to see myself by making 100,554.6 million mistakes. Then I realized, okay, this is the person I kind of want to be. And I'm in that time period right now as I'm doing the podcast where I know who I want to be. So my self-esteem is easier to build off of because I know who I want to be without being praised by other people, without outsourcing, wow, you're doing good on your pod, or I'm enjoying your pod. Like, I don't need to hear that. I enjoy doing the pod. So that's the person I'm a part of. Jesus Christy. I can't even get the words out. I'm getting emotional. No, I'm playing. But without me having to outsource, like, guys, am I doing a good job here? Like, I don't need that. I'm enjoying it. And that's how you design yourself to be secure in who you are and strongly rooted in who you want to be. Because remember, what you do every single day is who you are becoming. There's no two ways about that. Now, I'm not saying if you make a mistake, that's who you are. If you make one or two mistakes or 10 mistakes, that's not who you are. But what you do on a daily, on a regularly, is who you are becoming. Whether you like it or not, that's who you're becoming. Do you know what I'm saying? So it's like, if you practice hairdressing every day, you're pretty much a hairdresser. You're a hairdresser because that's what you do every day. So like you can't, you need to be careful what you're designing yourself to be. Do you know what I'm saying? If you're a person that avoids conflict, you're an avoidant, period. Like, if you're someone that likes to argue every single day or argue with people or conflict with people, like, that's who you're deciding on choosing to be. So, you know, we just need to be a bit self-aware on who we're designing ourselves. And don't let everybody praise you on negative things. I think in this world, in this day and age, I think with a lot of guys and a lot of girls, there's a lot of toxicity, yeah. And when it comes to self-esteem, if you're not careful, you'll be praised on the wrong things and you'll think it's a good thing. I'll give you an example. People that get bullied, yeah? Like, we see a lot of things on social media, online, where people are being bullied. Like, let's say celebrities, for example. People are laughing at celebrities, right? You got all these social media platforms that pick out mistakes in loads of celebrities, and loads of people like the comment. Now, the person on the other end of the platform that has created the platform to look down on people that are making mistakes and things like that and to highlight it in a negative way to get more views and likes, those people are being reassured by the people that are viewing the thing that they have posted. So you're reassuring that person what they're doing is a good thing. But really, it's not. You're destroying somebody on the basis of building a platform for yourself to make yourself feel good. But because everybody, the masses who are watching and looking and supporting, we have designed them to become toxic or to become negative towards somebody else, which destroys somebody else to build themselves up. So we're fueling their self-esteem. So they constantly thinking, yeah, I'm getting likes, I'm getting views, I'm getting money from this, I'm profiting from this. Ah, it's a good thing, but it's not. You're destroying people, you know, but that's kind of what news is really, just, you know, profiting off of people's mistakes, you know. Because I do think, obviously, the news is a good thing. It's good to spread awareness and things like that for certain things. I do understand that. Let me just cover my back because I know people are going to say, no, we need the news and blah, blah. I get that. I do. But I do think on social media, there's a lot of things that don't need to be spoken about, but it's obviously down to personal preference, so it's hard to say what should and shouldn't be. I'm not the judge, jury, or executioner, but I do think there's a lot of toxic things out there that doesn't need to be highlighted or addressed. Do you know what I mean? But I'm not even going to get into that. That's neither here nor there. That was just an example on self-esteem and how if you allow other people to gas you. But anyway, cool. I've had personal experiences. Like, I used to think like getting loads of girls was sick, innit? I genuinely did. I'm not gonna. It's difficult, innit? But but like it, like having one woman, I think, is the most important thing. Okay, let me just. I'm going on a detour, but it's gonna make sense in a second. Stay with me, please. Okay, cool. I used to think that like. I used to think like having loads of women, I used to think was really, really sick, really, really cool. Because when you're in school and you see your friends that have loads of girls and stuff like that, you get excited. You're like, oh my gosh, you got loads of girls, and you're trying to fit in. So they gas you into thinking, okay, yeah, bro, see how many girls you can draw, da, 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 da. And then that designs your personality because they're fueling me. They're making me feel good about me getting loads of girls. And really, obviously, do what you want, people. Like, do what you want, people. I hear it. I get it. Blah, 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 blah. But I'm allowing them to make me feel good about myself by doing something that I now deem as negative. For example, like loads of girls like to gas girls and say, yeah, you know, get your man, blah, 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 blah. Or get that man, or let that man take you out, all at the same time, rare, rare, rare. When really you just need to spend time with yourself, maybe get some therapy and heal. Like, we allow other people to dictate who we're becoming. And then we look back in like a year's time, like, damn, man, I should have just taken time out for myself and just done this and done that. But we don't even realize that we're allowing other outsources to insource ourselves. It doesn't make sense. Like, it's not healthy. It's not productive. It's not good. But this is where you need to look. This is where I think a lot of people need to you know, go do your own research, but I think take heed on this one. The person that sits down and debates with you on the person that you are choosing to become, whether it's good or negative, is the person that loves you. Okay? Let me break that down. The person that debates with you on who you're choosing to become is the one who loves you. Why? Cool. I'm going to tell you. The reason why the person that causes you friction in who you're becoming and questions you on your decisions is because that person has an interest in who you're looking like in the future. Okay? So the people that are just saying yes, yes, yes to what you're saying, whether it's good or bad, they're not asking questions on why you want to be this person or why you want to do that thing or why does that thing benefit you or why do you think this is a part of who or why do you think this is good for you in the future? You need those people to challenge your mental decisions on what you want for yourself and who you're becoming because that is true love. I'm telling you, just sitting there and saying, look, maybe this isn't a good idea or why do you want to do that? And just hearing it out and challenging it and saying, okay, but what if this, what if that? But a lot of people like to be offended, they allow it to affect their self-esteem. Like, oh my God, this person's challenging my decisions. Ah. But the reason why you get offended is because you're not sure about the decision that you're actually making. So you get offended by, or we, even me, sometimes it happens to me. Like, we get offended by a person saying to us, why are you doing da 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 da? And it's like, nah, you're a hater, you're a diss, you don't like me, you don't support me, you're not real. We jump to that because we're not secure within the decisions we're making. If you even look at, my voice must be getting boring to you, lot. That's the insecurity right there. But anyway, I'm being very vulnerable today. But listen, so what I was trying to say is, even if you look at religion and things like that, right? Like, I don't know the actual reason or why this is, yeah? But we're not supposed to... I believe in, certain places or certain... I could be wrong. If I'm wrong, I'm wrong. Just let me know I'm wrong. It's cool. But we're not supposed to ask people, what their religion is. I've heard that's, a rude thing. You're not supposed to do that. But in my opinion, yeah, I believe this, innit? All the gods, from what I've seen, are invisible, right? We can't see them. Okay, cool. All we've got is books to read off of, and then we have to believe, blah, 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 blah. I'm not making it a religious topic. I'm just making an example, and I'm going to bring it all the way back to self-esteem. You're going to see. Okay? There's all these different religions, and none of us can see our gods and whatever. Cool. And what tends to happen is when somebody asks somebody about their religion, you see the defensiveness in it. I've seen it online when I've seen people talk about religion, blah, blah, blah. They get really, 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 really defensive. But I believe this. If you're fueling yourself with whatever you're reading and you trust within yourself that you're making the right decision, you could never get offended by anybody that's trying to sway you off the topic or sway you off of a question of who do you believe in and why you believe in it. Because you believe in it and you've done the analysis yourself and you need to trust yourself in what you believe in. But the one, if you're being shaken or being moved on what's a part of your life or what you believe in, then that shows that you're not stable in who you are. You're not secure in who you are because you're getting angry and emotional about somebody asking, why is this thing or a part of your life or why are you becoming a part of this thing? Now, I made that as a powerful example because I know there's a lot of religious people, do you know what I'm saying? But if I make a decision, I should be able to answer every question about the decision that I'm being challenged on. Do you know what I'm saying? You should be able to ask me whether I choose to answer it or want to answer it. You have to respect whether I do or don't. But the fact that I can answer every single question, not me, you in general, everybody, the fact that you can answer every single question about that thing shows the security and the groundedness in who you are. So So anytime your partner asks you, why do you want to make this decision? Make sure you have a strong-rooted answer and make sure it aligns with who you are designing yourself to be. Okay? If you want a future in a certain business, make sure that business aligns with who you are in your core. And you know, make sure you're always talking to yourself in a positive way. Analyze with each other, analyze with your partner, because I know a lot of people were like, oh my gosh. See, I don't even know how to explain what I'm thinking. I've got like 25 different thoughts in my head right now. But yeah, just make sure you're choosing wisely in what you're becoming and who you're becoming, you know? And if you're unsure, just ask somebody, like, I feel lost right now, do you know? And to be honest, I believe that's part of why a lot of people are actually severely depressed as well. Like, obviously, I can't say I haven't met everybody. I'm just saying from my experience and the people that I've seen, like, a lot of people are genuinely, like, they're lost because they don't know who they're becoming. So there's no self-esteem to blow up anywhere. There's no self-esteem that can be pushed forward because you don't even know what yourself is, if that makes sense. Once you know who yourself is or who you want to be, then you can push the smoke that you need to into yourself, or the momentum into yourself, or the positive thoughts into yourself to pursue what you want to become or who the identity that you want to be. But the depression part, why I said that I think a lot of people are depressed is because they can't, they are stuck within, remember, this is a mental health podcast as well, you know, but they are stuck in who they are now. And they don't know a way forward. But your brain is going to push positive self-esteem or negative, whether you ask it to or not. You have to choose. But when you don't have an inkling of who do I want to be? I don't like who I am today, but I don't know how to be more of me because I don't know who me is. So when you're in that space, your brain has to stay stuck there and kind of have a hard reset. And it will put you in a state of where you have to think. That's the point in the depression. It's pressing you down because I thought I said something cold there, but I didn't. But anyway, like, it pushes you down and it creates this state of mind where you have to think about who you are. Now, it's not the same across the board for everyone. You know, some people struggle with their mental health from childhood and, you know, some people are just prone to it for whatever reason. But there are a lot of people that are falling into depression that I've noticed in my personal experience based off of not knowing who they are or who they wanted to be. I've seen, like, people that were really popular in school or college or uni. I've seen them years later, not loads of people, but quite a few people. And they will say to me, like, bro, I've been going through mad depression, like loads of anxiety, loads of this, loads of that. And it's because your brain doesn't want to be stuck where it is. It wants to push self. So it wants to push self. And it will push yourself in a direction that you don't want it to go in if you don't figure out a direction for it to go in. So you need to find out who you want to be, or you're going to either let the world gas you into being somebody you don't want to be, and then you're going to have to take a look at yourself when you're on your own. Or you figure out who you want to be and you will get pushed in a direction that you want to go in because of your self-esteem. But you have to choose, because if you don't, the negative self of esteem, Jesus Christy, Lord forgive me, I didn't mean to say that. But like, self-esteem, negative side of it, will push you more into the negative. There's three options. You let the world, or you choose, or negative. There's no escaping those three. Yeah. So back to, I've got 2 minutes. Oh my gosh. Okay. Listen, so back to this. Okay. When you're in a relationship, make sure that your partner isn't pushing too much of your self-esteem. Make sure you're going to the gym. I don't know if you want to, I don't know. Make sure you're eating right. looking good, doing things that make you feel good. And also, before I move on with the self-esteem thing, I'm going to answer this quick. You see online, yeah, on Instagram and stuff, I'm talking to girls specifically here. And guys too, innit? I don't discriminate. I'm only joking. But seriously, if you're a popular person, I've seen a lot of, you know, people struggling online about their relationship when they're quite popular. If you're online and you've got a lot of followers and they're pushing your self-esteem or helping pushing your self-esteem with all those likes, sometimes it's good to just have a detox from, you know, the Instagram, because it can affect your relationship. Like, you're being designed by other people. Whether we're conscious of it or not, the world is designing us. The world's designing me. So it's like you got to cut things off that are designing you into the wrong part of who you are. So sometimes just take away the social media. Spend some time with your partner. Maybe, you know, take 6 weeks off of social media. Don't need to post every single time. Do you know what I mean? Live in the real world and have real interactions. That will help your self-esteem as well. That help you to connect with your partner to where you don't even feel like you need him to push or her to push reassurance on you to get your self-esteem. But anyway, I hope you lot enjoyed this segment. You know what I'm saying? I hope you lot enjoyed that. I promise I'm going to try my hardest to be more consistent. I do enjoy doing the pods. I just had a lot going on. I'm trying to sort out so many different things at once. You know what I mean? But I do appreciate every single one of you lot listening. I don't know where you're listening on, but wherever you're listening on, love. Thank you for look at that, the time's gone. Thank you for being with me on the Moving or Move On podcast. You know what? I still forget the name of the podcast sometimes. But anyway, appreciate you, love. Yeah.
Keep your heart steady, like the ticking of time. When the world feels heavy, let your soul climb. Breathe in the quiet, hear the whispering chime. Oh, hold on to patience, it's the key to the door. Let peace be the anchor, not the raging war. Move on, move on, keep the faith alive. Thank God for the moments that help you survive. Stay patient, stay strong in the love you find. Move on, move on, leave the pain behind. Move on, move on, keep the faith alive. Thank God for the moments that help you survive. Stay patient, stay strong in the love you find. Move on, move on, leave the pain behind. Oh, life's a river flowing, sometimes slow, sometimes wild. Every bend's a lesson, every tear's reconciled. Oh, you're stronger than the shadow, stronger than the trial. Oh, yeah. When your heart is breaking and the road feels long, yeah, sing a quiet prayer, let it turn into a song. Faith alive, thank God for the moments that help you survive. Stay patient, stay strong in the love you find. Move on, leave the pain behind. Move on, leave.